Mark, Mansfield at home tomorrow. Last two performances haven't been great, and an opportunity now in front of our home fans to put things right.
Yeah, exactly right. Not as can we're okay. We just failed to break them down and got hit with a sucker punch. Last week, for 45 minutes, we were in the game. Second half, we struggled to get out of our half with the wind in our faces, and we didn't play particularly well, and we didn't show the right levels of desire and all the horrible things that you need to do when you're away at places when people are scrapping for their lives. And we got beat. We've had a good week on the training ground, and listen, there's excuses for the players, if you like. You know, we haven't trained on grass for a month. Well, we've done it this week. We've been on grass all week, and I'm expecting a response. I'm expecting the players are hurting. The players are disappointing with the last couple of results, and particularly the performance away at Yeovil. So, you know, there's no big ordeal about it. But I'm expecting a much better, much more enthusiastic, and much more driven performance on Saturday.
You talk about training on grass. What difference does that make?
I think on the 4G, I think you get sucked into thinking you're all good players, and you know it's all tippy tappy. And you know, if you hit the ball, if you don't hit somebody, you know you don't really have a great deal of chance of keeping it. It is literally just, and we've probably focused a little bit too much on possession drills and stuff like that, just because you know you want to work. And you know, we're good at getting crosses in the box. We're good at getting the ball to Matty and getting our strikers involved and our wide men involved and getting some energy into our game. And we haven't been able to do that the last couple. So, you know, hopefully the players have saved up all their energy, and it's going to come out on Saturday against Mansfield.
Not one of our great performances at Mansfield earlier in the season. They've been in the top half of the table most of the campaign. So they're going to be have a good win, obviously, on Tuesday night as well.
They well and truly battered us away from home. You know, we conceded a sloppy goal right in half time, and then Guion gets sent off, and just we just got out battled. You know, they turned us as soon as they could, and I'm sure they'll be looking to do exactly the same tomorrow. You know, the keeper was kicking it and just putting it in behind us. They were running after it, and it was they were very energetic on the day and beat us convincingly. So you know, one or two things from that game have stuck in our players' minds. You know, I haven't had to say anything, you know, so they've said one or two things, the players, that were going on, and I'm just hoping that we use that in a positive way, get back to doing what we're good at, get back to working harder than the opposition. Every time that we've won a game this season, we have worked harder than the opposition, and that's what we have to do to get anything out of the game.
I know you've been trying hard. It's been very frustrating to get players in this week, particularly a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
But
we've got Andy Little signed up. Listen, I know it's not what we all want to hear, but
need some cover, don't we?
We need some cover. It's just to make sure that we've got the numbers, and you know, it's not, like I said before, it's not the ideal situation. It's just where we find ourselves right at this moment in time, and I think the things will become apparent soon.
In the meantime, everyone's got to focus on Saturday at 3:00.
Listen, people are signing players, and I'm sure the supporters are wondering why we're not. Like I said, things will come out this week, as I would imagine. And it's not through the want of trying from the management and of trying to bring in players. You know, it's not been easy these last few weeks, but like I said, be professional, we get on with it, and we look to go and win the game on Saturday. We're at home. We want to give our supporters, who've been brilliant, particularly away from home. And do you know what? On the last few away games, they've been magnificent. Really got behind the boys and turned up in numbers. So we want to give them something to shout about, and we want to get 3 points as quickly as we can.